From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and better than the New Zealand confidence figure, which I thought we saw some green shoots. I thought we saw some hope coming for summer, and then, bom, bom, we're back to reality.
Yeah, well, hope springs eternal, doesn't it, Mike? Look, I've spent a sort of a week in and around the CBDs of Melbourne and Sydney, and it certainly feels like a different vibe from that which you get in sort of central Auckland. So it's kind of timely to ponder the vibe of the New Zealand consumer. So how opportune it was that we had the release of the ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence Survey on Friday. The headline reads, back to reality. And I'm about to start a bit of a series of talks around the country over the next few weeks, Mike. And one of the key themes I'm sort of exploring or trying to reconcile is this downbeat here and now, you know, with recent lift we've seen in expectations. So that lift in consumer and business confidence, but the, you know, the here and now numbers aren't reflecting yet that sort of lift in spirits. But yeah, that lift in confidence has stalled. The ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence Index fell at the headline level. Now it was only 4 points to 91.2, but that follows 3 months of improvements. I think the RBNZ, just looking into the data, they'll cheer the fact that consumer inflation expectations are steady. Admittedly, they came in at 3.8, which does seem quite high, but households typically do tend to overstate inflation. There was a small lift in house price expectations, and we're now starting to get some sort of different expectations or some varying expectations of how the housing market is going to react to lower interest rates next year. If I look across the survey, there does appear to be a general tempering of views over the current and future situation. Future conditions index fell, perceptions of current personal financial conditions fell. The number of people who think they will be better off next year, Mike, fell 11%. Now, we've spoken a couple of times now about the speed of monetary policy transmission. We think about half of all mortgage holders will benefit from mortgages repricing lower, we assume, in the next 6 months. But I'm speculating, Mike, that the prospect of a weaker jobs market may now be becoming a little bit more real. And that will be the case of, you know, or our reality for some time. Now, we get an update on business confidence later this week, so it'll be fascinating to see if the same things happen there.
Okay, let's look at the states. Big names, big numbers this week.
Hang on to your hats, Mr. Hoskins. Strap in. We're heading into a couple of big weeks for offshore financial markets. Firstly, you've got earnings continue to come out in the US. Now, Tesla may have given the NASDAQ index a bit of a boost last week, and it actually has held on to those gains overnight. But this week really is crunch week. You've approximately a third of the S&P 500 companies reporting this week, and you've got the biggies there. You've got Alphabet, that's Google, Apple, Amazon, Meta, Microsoft. So the Magnificent Seven is almost completely covered, but you've got Eli Lilly, ExxonMobil, Visa as well. And we'll get a better feel, I think, for the role of AI developments in those businesses. And Mike, on Friday, I attended a presentation in Melbourne from Australia's answer to sort of big tech guru. It's a guy called Craig Scroggie. He's boss of NextDC. They're a data center operator. He was absolutely convinced that we are on the cusp of the fourth industrial revolution. In the next few years, we'll see change accelerated at an enormous rate of knots. But he may be correct. But company valuations in this space could be quite volatile until those real outcomes become a little clearer. You've got PCE inflation in the US this week. That's the one the Fed likes. We've got the first read on third quarter GDP for the US. You've got jobs numbers. They're sort of bookending the week. That's the central piece of the monetary policy jigsaw puzzle. You've got Bank of Japan. They've got an interest rate decision. Missed all the political upheaval there. UK budget day you just talked about. And of course, the US election keeps careering towards what's going to be an absolutely fascinating conclusion.
These are good times. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is up. It's up 274 points. Love that. That's 0.65%, 42,389. The S&P 500 is up 21 points, 0.35%, 5828. And the NASDAQ up 91 points, just under 0.5%, 18,609. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.45%, 8285 the close. The Nikkei was up 1.82%, 38605. Shanghai Composite up 0.68, 3322. The Aussies, they weren't on holiday yesterday. They gained 10 points, 8221. We obviously were. The close on Friday, 12,771. Kiwi dollar, it's under 60 cents against the US, Mike, 0.5977. points 9.078 against the Aussie, 0.5526 euro, 0.4605 against the pound, 91.62 Japanese yen. Gold, gosh, there's a story here. Gold just keeps going up, $2,742. We might have to talk about that at some stage. And Brent crude, fallen a bit, $71.98. Oil going down.
Yes, indeed. Okay, catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it, Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.